say that. We're not New Guinea, so I won't. New Guinea say that be all day long. Amen? But if you got your Bibles, would you turn me, if you will, to 1 Peter? 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Just a few moments. I want to thank the church for the support and for the blessing been to us down through the years. And let's thank God for allowing us to be a part of your missions program here at Island Ford. And I want to thank you for the meals and for the motel room and all that you've done to live off and all you've done to take care of us. We truly appreciate that. And 1 Peter chapter number 1 for just a few moments this morning. It won't be long. Won't be like we're out again here. Amen. Just preach a few moments to you this morning. Just preach a thought to you this morning that God's laid upon our heart concerning the blood of Christ. Amen. And Father, this morning I want to thank you and bless you for the privilege to have being able to come in your presence once again. And God, it's always a joy and a thrill to be in the house of God around your people and hearing the word of God. And Father, we pray that you'll help us. You fill us with the power of God. Fill us with the Spirit of God. And God, help us and actionize us and use us for the honor and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the thoughts that are said this morning, Father, redound to the honor and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray and say thank you. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 1, and I just want to read a couple of verses, if I might. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, the Bible says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without fault." I just want to thank God today that I've been saved by the good grace of God. I want to thank God for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, in the day and hour in which we live, we don't have to tell you, but the missionaries travel up down the road. Many times they come across churches that you preach about the blood. They talk about the blood. They turn their nose up at you. Amen. And it's even spread even in the foreign fields. But I want to thank God for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As I got to look in this passage of Scripture, and the Apostle Peter, he wrote this book. He wrote two books, 1 and 2 Peter. Many times, and when I was a young boy growing up out here, preachers preach about the Apostle Peter. When they got done preaching about Peter, you felt you didn't necessarily feel bad about Peter, but your attitude towards him wasn't good, because what Christ said come a time that you'll deny me three times, and Peter walked on the water, the only man outside of Christ we know that walked on the water. Amen. But when you get to listen to him, you get feeling kind of bad about Peter. There were some things in the life of Peter, especially in this chapter, that ought to make you smile and shake hands with him. Amen. In spite of what people say, and in spite of how they downtrod him and make you feel about him, yet the Apostle Peter has one good thing about him, many good things about him, but one good thing about him, he said that concerning the blood of Christ, it's precious. Amen. And I want to say to you today that the blood, it still takes the blood. Amen. It's still precious. No matter what generation you live in, it still takes the blood of the Lamb to get saved. Amen. Without the blood, there is no salvation. Without the blood, there is no security. Without the blood, there is no satisfaction. The Bible tells us in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, without the shedding of blood, amen. The Bible says that the shedding of this life in the blood. And I thank God today that there's life in the blood. Amen. The blood of Christ is precious. It's more valuable than silver or gold. It's more dear than life itself. It's more resourceful than all the libraries of the world. Some time ago, we was over there in New Guinea. We walked into town and done some shopping. We come home and sat down around the table. And my wife cried out and said, "Hey, I got something I need to tell you." I said, "What's that?" She said, "Look at my ring. The diamond is falling out of it." And a diamond is like a woman's best friend. Amen. And looked around the house. We couldn't find it. And of course, was kind of scared in a foreign country, didn't know what to do. And anything like that. It's kind of hard to replace the diamond out of a wedding band. And so immediately I got on the internet. We looked and said, we headed back to the States a little while. And so I got to look about saving up some money, maybe buy a new ring. Amen. That ring being at that time probably 25, nearly 30 years old. And so, of course, you couldn't replace it. Amen. So we began to pray and seek the face of God. We happened to be in a church, church here in Kentucky. In that church, there was a man who worked with diamonds and worked with rings. And so we come up through again and we stopped by a shop. up and he fixed it for nothing. But, you know, and a light in her eyes and a joy in her soul. It was amazing because we was able to replace that diamond. I want to say to you, brother and sister, the blood of Jesus Christ is much more dearer than diamonds. Amen. It's much more dearer than silver and gold. We meet rich people, poor people, people with no money in Papua New Guinea. And brother and sister, when they understand their need to be saved, they understand that works can't save them. They understand that religion cannot save them. They understand that Jesus Christ is the only answer, the only hope. When they come to Christ, brother and sister, they rejoice just like we do. Amen. And why? Because there's power in the blood. The blood of Christ, brother, is more resourceful. It's more dearer than silver and gold. The Bible declares that the blood atones. Amen. Amen. I remember as a young boy, I made a profession of faith when I was 5 years old, and I grew up in a Christian home. My mom and dad were, my dad was a elder or deacon in the church for nearly 50 years. But on August 15, 1985, the message Brother Blue preached on sin so doesn't make it so, I made my way to an altar, found a counselor, and brother, I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I want to say thank God for the blood. The blood still atones. Amen. It makes, it amends, or it repairs. Amen. I thank God that my soul has been repaired. Amen. I'm now at one with God. Amen. In fellowship with God. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 30, verse number 10, and Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year. With the blood of the sin offering atonements, once in a year shall he make atonements upon it throughout your generation. It is most holy unto the Lord. The blood not only atones, but it also pardons. Amen. It also pardons. In Hebrews 9:7, in the second, went the high priest alone once every year without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. I want to thank God Jesus Christ went in the Holy of Holies. Amen. To put his blood on the ark. Amen. Or put his blood in the holy place. And may pardons me. Thank God my sins have been forgiven. Amen. My sins have been cleansed. My life's been cleansed. I want to thank God for the errors of my... the Bible says the errors of the people, but the errors have been angels. The wrong have been angels. The sin have been angels. It's been cleansed. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:22, and almost all things by the law of purged with blood and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. No forgiveness. No cleansing. Outside of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Lost and undone, without hope, had no help, had no home. Matter of fact, had no health, if you will. Just lost and undone, struggling to find my way, and Jesus Christ shed his blood. Thank God I've got a home in heaven now. Amen. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches in grace. His grace is rich, isn't it? Oh, Brother Gooseby, maybe last week down at the camp, or one brother down there at the camp was talking about the grace of God. That we have, the grace that we have in Christ. It's through His grace we're saved. Not by works of righteousness, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews, Romans 10, 9, 17, the Bible says, so then, forget the verse right now, but the Bible says that our faith, we have faith. Through our faith, we're saved. Our faith in Jesus Christ. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Colossians 1 and verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Hebrews 13 and verse number 12, Jesus, wherefore Jesus also suffered without the gate. Amen. The Bible declares that blood brings peace. His blood brings peace. I want to say that not only does his blood bring peace, but brother and sister, it brings salvation. 1 Peter 1:18, our text verse. For as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. In New Guinea, they trust in animism. They trust in religion. They trust in all sorts of things that you say here in the States. It kind of blows your mind when you hear about it. But when you watch them worship these animistic things and these idols, it don't blow your mind then. Amen. It becomes a reality. But I want to say to you, dear friend, they can trust in their witch doctors. They can trust in their animistic thing. They can trust in even in the States that they trust in your money, your gold and silver. But there's no hope. The hope is in Jesus Christ. It brings salvation. I want to say thank God for the Apostle Peter.
Yes, sir.
He said, in this verse of Scripture, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. There's nothing as precious as the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say that the church is precious. Amen. Christ died for the church. The Bible is precious. The Word of God is precious. The blood is precious. Heaven is precious. Amen. I just want to thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Life is found in the blood. We can overcome through the blood of Christ. I say there's an openness, if you will, in the blood. In Hebrews 4:15, the Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. What do you mean openness? As anybody can come. If you're saved by the grace of God, saved by the blood, that throne is open for you to come. That throne of grace. Then I want to say to you, the blood of Christ declares the simple fact that those who reject Jesus Christ will be eternally not just condemned, but damned forever.
That's right.
Yeah. Bible tells us in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We preached a series of messages in Sunday school in New Guinea on John 14, verse 6. Each point John 14, verse number 6, where the Bible says, Jesus answered, said unto Thomas, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. Men try to go to God in all sorts of ways, brother and sister, but there's only one way. It's Jesus Christ. Therefore, I say to you, without the blood having been applied to your soul, you'll be eternally condemned and damned and on your way to hell. I just want to thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. It's precious. There's no money you can pile up against it. Trump may be a billionaire, but it doesn't compare to the cost, if you will, of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood is so precious that it cost Jesus Christ His life. God loved mankind so much that He did not hold back or reserve anything. He gave the very best that He had. The very best that He had was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is none other than God Himself. Amen. I just want to thank God for Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for the blood. The life of the flesh is found in the blood. Even so, the life of this church is in the blood of Jesus Christ. The life of your soul is found in the blood of Jesus Christ. You want eternal life. You want to be saved forever. You want to avoid hell and you want to go to heaven. You must have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your soul. I just want to thank God for the blood. Amen. I say with the Apostle Peter, people might have made fun of you, and preachers might have made fun of you. I listened to make fun of him when I was growing up and said, well, he walked on water, but I want to say to you, I don't make fun of Peter. Amen. He might have been the only one outside of Christ that walked on water, but there's one thing about him. He knew the value of the blood of Jesus Christ. No soul will ever enter into the presence of God without the blood having been applied to their life. Our Father, I want to thank You for the privilege of coming to Your presence. Thank You for the message on the blood. I pray, God, somebody here that's not saved, that's never been saved, dear God, You work in their heart and let them know, let them realize, dear God, without the blood of Jesus Christ, they'll end up in the devil's hell. In Jesus' name, amen.